So that brings us to agenda item nine, report and possible discussion on agency communication information. BBAS, Dale Spurgeon is not here. State Soil Water Conservation Board, I don't think Alan Nash is here. TDA, Lauren Moore is not here. But I did see Jennifer Bronson Warren from Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Do you have anything? Good. Go up to the mic, please.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Bronson Warren. I work for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm currently in the Inland Fisheries Division. And so if you have any freshwater or coastal questions, please let me know, because if I can't answer them, I'll get you to the people who can. But my update is regarding a study that our River Studies group at Parks and Wildlife is going to be starting. We're in the planning phases. We hope to be sampling in July, but it's on the Little River, kind of in the southern portion of the Brazos G. And we are going to be looking at temperature in the water and how it relates to freshwater mussel survival rates. So if you have or know anyone who has property along that portion of the river, we are looking for landowners who'd be willing to let us have access to the river through your property. It would just be, if you know of anyone who's interested or would like to learn more about the project, you can contact me. I think my information's here at Brazos G, and I'll connect you to the lead researcher, David Young. So if y'all know David, you can reach out to David. Otherwise, let me know. And then always, if you have a topic or something you're interested in knowing more about, please send me an email and I will either get that done or have someone come talk to us.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Interregion Planning Council. Gail, do you have anything to add? What John told us, or?
Yes, very briefly. One, thank you, Lucy, for pinch hitting, and I'm back. Just emphasizing what John pointed out, the Water Development Board is focused on more resources to get smaller communities able to avail themselves of some of the projects and funding of the Water Development Board, and those are going to be done through webinars, which should be helpful. The other thing I was going to say is on the Interregional Planning Council approved our plan, our report to the Water Development Board on February 8th. Between February 8th and February 16th, all of the authorized members for the 16 regions who were represented on the Interregional Planning Council approved it. And that report is now accessible on the Texas Workforce Development Board's website. So please avail yourself of it. It's interesting. And as John said, a lot of it is more funding for some of the work that we do, because water is becoming increasingly essential. Either that or I'm going to bourbon. Bye.
Thank you, Gail. Well done.